Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. Government working on plan to make national highways pothole-free by the end of this year, says Union Minister Nitin Gadkari. Election Commission to review preparations for assembly elections in Rajasthan over the next 3 days in Jaipur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Washington, D.C. IMD predicts low-pressure area developing over Bay of Bengal, likely to bring heavy rain in Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, India win a gold and silver in shooting, taking the total medals tally to 27. And now the news in detail. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, has said that the government is working on a policy to make national highways potholes free by the end of this year. He said his ministry is firming up performance-based maintenance and short-term maintenance contracts to ensure that the highways are pothole free. Talking to media persons in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari said construction of roads on built, operate, transfer, BOT mode is being preferred as such projects are maintained in a better manner.
जो इंक्रोचमेंट है वो भी रोड में जिसके कारण स्वच्छता भी अस्वच्छता भी होती है तकलीफ भी होती है एक्सीडेंट भी होती है ये जो ड्रेनेज अलोंग एनएच है जिसके बारे में हम लोग विशेष रूप से पॉलिसी बनाकर काम करेंगे एनएच पोर्टल्स जो है इसमें जो रास्ते पर बरसात में गड्ढे पड़ते इससे तकलीफ होती है हम ऐसी एक योजना तैयार कर रहे हैं कि उसको मेंटेन करने के लिए जो सुशिक्षित एजुकेटेड इंजीनियर्स है उनके तरफ से वो मेंटेन करेंगे और ताकि कोई गड्ढा नहीं रहेगा.
The minister said that rains can cause damage to highways resulting in potholes and the new policy will look into it.
हमारे जो रोड साइड विशेष रूप से हमारे ड्रेनेज सिस्टम है उसमें अनेक जगह अभी बरसात में ध्यान में आया कि पानी चौकअप हो जाता है वो बाहर आ जाती है तो अभी रोबोट से हम लोग उसको चेक करेंगे और उसको साफ करने की एक नई नीति बनाकर हमारे हाईवे पर जो हमने ये सिस्टम बनाई है उसको इफेक्टिव करने के बारे में हम पॉलिसी बनाएंगे और काम शुरू करेंगे.
Mr. Gadkari also informed that the government is also working on another national policy to use municipal waste in road construction. He said the consultation with all the stakeholders is underway. Mr. Gadkari said waste is a huge problem for the country and a policy like this, if implemented, will be a win-win situation for the country. The minister said this policy will also help India to achieve the Prime Minister's vision of net zero by 2070. Mr. Gadkari also informed about the green initiatives taken by the ministry during the 15 days of Swachhta Hi Seva campaign launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A high-level team of the Election Commission is reaching Jaipur today to take stock of the preparations for the assembly elections in Rajasthan. This team will stay for 3 days and review the preparations. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, Election Commissioners Anoop Chandra Pandey and Arun Goyal and top officials of the Commission will be in Jaipur till October 1st. We have more from our correspondent.
The Commission will hold a meeting with the representatives of the recognized political parties today. After this, the Commission will discuss with the nodal officers of the State Police, Income Tax, Excise, Transport, Commercial Tax and some more departments. Tomorrow, presentations will be made before the Commission by the Chief Electoral Officer, nodal officials of the State Police and Central Police Forces regarding the preparations. This will be followed by a meeting with District Election Officers and the top police officials. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Bihar today. This is the maiden visit of Mr. Dhankar after assuming the office of Vice President. He will visit Nalanda University in Rajgir and interact with students and faculty members of the university. Our correspondent reports that students of 32 countries will share their thoughts on different subjects with Vice President Dhankar.
During the interaction, students of 32 countries will share their thoughts on different subjects. The interaction with students is the part of dialogue of the Vice President with different segments of the society across the country. The Nalanda University is an international university and it has been established on the lines of the ancient university. During his visit, the Vice President will have a stopover this morning at Gaya. He will offer prayers and perform darshan at the famous Vishnupad temple in the ongoing Pitripaksh Mela. Elaborate security arrangements have been made in view of the program of the Vice President. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Rajgir.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a week-long program for aspirational blocks in the country called Sankalp Saptah in New Delhi tomorrow. The inaugural program will witness participation of about 3,000 panchayat and block-level people's representatives and functionaries from across the country in Bharat Mandapam. In addition, about 2 lakh people, including block and panchayat-level functionaries, farmers and persons from other walks of life, will join the program virtually. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at State Department in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said a wide-ranging discussion took place following up on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's June visit to U.S. They also exchanged notes on global developments. Both sides laid the groundwork of India-U.S. 2+2 meeting, which will be happening very soon. Dr. Jaishankar began his Washington, D.C. visit with a meeting with U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. They recognized the tremendous progress in the India-U.S. bilateral relationship this year and discussed taking it forward. The External Affairs Minister also had an open and productive conversation with think tanks in Washington, D.C. They discussed transformations underway around the world and India's growing role. Dr. Jaishankar also met U.S. Trade Representatives Catherine Tai. They spoke about the Indo-U.S. expanding trade and economic relationship, its broader significance. Dr. Jaishankar also met members of the U.S. Parliament, Congress, Administration, Business and Think Tank heads at India House. He said the regular conversations keep India-U.S. relationship strong. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has expressed concern that a potential shutdown of the U.S. government poses a risk to the nation's economy and it can be avoided. IMF spokesperson Julie Kozak urged the parties to reach consensus on maintaining funding for the federal government to prevent the furloughs of hundreds of thousands of federal employees and the suspension of various essential services, including economic data releases and nutrition benefits. The Congress has to pass legislation which is likely to be signed into law by President Joe Biden before midnight on Saturday. This would be the fourth government shutdown in the past decade. The political deadlock stemmed from bitter ideological differences among the Republicans in the House of Representatives. House Republicans have rejected spending levels for fiscal year 2024 set in a deal Speaker Kevin McCarthy had negotiated with Biden in May. The embassy of Afghanistan in India has purportedly come out with a communication on closing down its operations and government of India is examining its authenticity. Sources said this is in context of the ambassador being out of India for the past many months, a steady departure of diplomats to third countries reportedly after receiving asylum and reports of infighting amongst the embassy personnel. Sources said the authenticity of the communication and its contents are being examined. The embassy has been headed by Ambassador Farid Mahmoud Zai, and it is learned that he is currently in London. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that a low-pressure area is likely to form over east, central and adjoining northeast Bay of Bengal by today and intensify thereafter into a well-marked low-pressure area. It will then move northwestwards in the direction of North Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal. This weather system is likely to cause heavy rain in Gangetic West Bengal today and tomorrow. A yellow warning for heavy rainfall in Keonjhar, Mayurbhanj, Balasore and Bhadrak districts has been issued for today. Heavy rainfall is also likely across Odisha for the next 4 days from tomorrow. India has secured a total of 27 medals, including 7 gold, 9 silver, and 11 bronze in the Asian Games at Hangzhou, China. Beginning its medal streak on the sixth day this morning, India won a gold and a silver in shooting. The gold came in men's rifle 3P team event featuring the trio of Aishwari Pratap Singh Tomar, Swapnil Kosale and Akhil Sharan. Earlier, Isha Singh, Palak and Divya grabbed a silver in the women's 10-meter air pistol team event. The men's doubles tennis final between Ramkumar Ramanathan and Saket Maineni against Chinese Taipei is underway. Chinese Taipei's team was leading with 2 points when the last report came in. Later today, India ace boxer Nikhat Zareen will face Hanan Nassar of Jordan in women's 50kg category in the quarterfinal. In chess, Indian chess prodigy R. Pragnananda and D. Gukesh will be in action with men's chess team, while Koneru Hampi will be leading the women's team. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan will lead an Indian delegation to the Tashkent International Film Festival at Tashkent in Uzbekistan beginning today. Known as the Pearl of the Silk Road, the Tashkent International Film Festival began in 1968 and the Indian film Amrapali was screened in the opening edition of the festival. India's participation in TIFF Fest is on the theme Showcasing India's Creative Economy, which promises to be a catalyst for exciting and meaningful discussions. In Ladakh, the second edition of Himalayan Film Festival, THFF, is beginning today. Netflix India's Jaane Jaan, directed by Sujay Ghosh, and Ladakhi short film Last Days of Summer, directed by Stenzing Tangkong, will be the opening films of the five-day-long festival. The THFF organizers have planned to screen 35 films of short features, documentaries and indies from 12 Himalayan states, including popular Bollywood films for all age groups. The fourth edition of the Indo-Latin America Cultural Festival organized by the Indian Council for Cultural Relations began in New Delhi yesterday. Total 34 artists of three countries, Colombia, Ecuador and Chile, are participating in the two-day festival. On the first day of the festival, artists from Chile mesmerized the audience with their music and dance. Today is World Heart Day. The day is observed every year on this day to raise public awareness about cardiovascular diseases, their prevention and their global impact. World Heart Day was launched by the World Heart Federation, WHF, a non-governmental organization established in 1972 at Geneva in Switzerland. This year the theme is Use Heart, Know Heart. World Heart Day highlights the risks of tobacco use, unhealthy diets and physical inactivity, all of which cause about 80% of premature deaths from heart diseases, from strokes. Above all, WHF encourages a healthy heart lifestyle across the planet, which is believed to be a fundamental human right. According to World Health Organization, 17.9 million people die each year due to cardiovascular diseases globally. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anuja Kumar.
Thank you, Nishit. Green revolution icon passes away is the top story in the Pioneer, reporting the demise of agricultural scientist M.S. Swaminathan. Jay Shankar meets USNSA amid strained India-Canada relations, headlines the Tribune. In digital bill, government may ban some new tech, citing user harm security, says the Indian Express. India retains 40th rank in the Global Innovation Index 2023 is the front page story in the Statesman. India bags fourth shooting gold, historic first in equestrian, is the front page box item in the Times of India. India moves to secure key flashpoints at LAC is the cover page story in the Hindustan Times. The Lal Street bulls continue to slip on global oil spill as benchmark indices down nearly 1%, reports the Economic Times. And finally, Michael Gambon, legendary Harry Potter actor, passes away at 82, says the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Anuja. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government working on plan to make national highways pothole-free by the end of this year, says Union Minister Nitin Gadkari. Election Commission to review preparation for assembly elections in Rajasthan over the next 3 days in Jaipur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Washington, D.C. IMD predicts low-pressure area developing over West Bengal, likely to bring heavy rain in Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, India win a gold and a silver in shooting, taking the total medals tally to 27. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.